the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Let's find out more about the extraordinary situation at the passport office. If you want your passport renewed, or if you want a new passport for the when the time comes that you're going to be allowed to leave the country again, or indeed if you want to leave now because you have a genuine reason that you have to be able to go. Sean Murray is a journalist with thejournal.ie. You've been having a look at that, and tell us about some of the anomalies which seem to be in place at present.
Yes, Matt. Hi. Just a bit of background then, because we were contacted by a number of parents who'd run into difficulties with this. So when you're applying for a passport for your child, for example, you yourself would have to submit a number of additional documentation. And in most cases, that would include your own passport. So the people who I spoke to, they filled out the forms, they submitted their own passport along with their child's birth cert, etc., and sent off all those forms to get their child a passport. But 3-4 months on, they haven't got any of their documents back, because the passport service, once we entered level 5 at the end of December, the passport service paused most of its operations. So a person's passport, their child's birth cert, it's all sitting in an office in Dublin and they can't get it back.
Why not? I know that there's a general thing about non-essential work not going ahead, and only if you only go to the workplace if it's absolutely essential. But isn't something like a passport regarded as an essential service?
Well, currently, if you need a passport urgently, you can only get it in some very defined circumstances. So, like, according to the Department of Foreign Affairs website, an emergency is defined as death or grave illness of an immediate family member, where you need to travel urgently in the next few days, or if you need some emergency medical treatment. Like, elsewhere on that website, it says that if you have submitted supporting documentation, it's very clear we cannot retrieve supporting documents at this time. And they do advise it will be held securely, but for all intents and purposes, like the people I spoke to, they submitted their own passports in December, and it's now March, and they still don't have them back. And essentially, they'll be waiting until we move out of level 5. And as you know, we still don't know when that will be.
We have Fianna Fáil Senator Aidan Davitt with us as well. I know this is something you've been raising in the Seanad, but what explanations have you received as to why this is deemed necessary?
Yeah, Minister Colm Brophy was in this morning, Matt, in relation to this. And I think his explanation really just wasn't good enough. To listen to Colm Brophy, he said there's about 1,000 passports, I suppose, being processed every week, emergency passports. But to say that the staff, the passport office, they won't answer the phone, they won't do any or very little communication online, it's just not good enough for an arm of the state. If you're in Britain at present, if you're working with Her Majesty's office in Britain to get a passport, and they're under the strictest levels of lockdown at present, they're assessing them online and producing passports and answering phones. So it really just is not good enough. And I believe after today's meeting, Colm Brophy, Minister Brophy and Minister Coveney are going to have certainly a strong meeting with the passport office and look to get this progressed.
Yeah, because if they don't, what sort of backlog is there going to develop? And I know of a number of people who have held back on applying for their new passport to replace one that's expiring, but are worried that even once the process starts again, that it could be months before they get their passport given to them.
Yeah, and the point Sean made earlier on, and he's done a lot of good work in relation to this, I'm aware of people that have been on to me that have stuck in the passport office since October. So it's going to be at least 6 months before they get a passport since they applied. And the backlog, Minister Brophy talked today about it going to be 6 to 8 weeks. I'd say that's, unrealistic to say the least. There's no way the amount of passports that are going to be built up are going to be addressed in 6 to 8 weeks. You could be looking at 3 months possibly, which we've had before at the passport office. So I think there needs to be a shake up from the top down in relation to the passport office and the way they're dealing with passports and passport applications. And if this, the passport office, which you're only dealing with a smallish amount of staff, if they have to come off level 5 or they're able to work during level 5, I certainly think that is the way forward. Look, we were aware of all the COVID restrictions, but passports, as you have said quite rightly, Matt, it's an essential service. Somebody wants to get out of the country. We're in an island. Somebody wants to go to college. They want to go, you know, to work outside of the country or for medical reasons. You know, it's just not good enough at present.
Also, is there a case, I go to you in this, Sean Murray, whereby people are often required to present their passports for things other than travel outside of the country, that, for example, if you're opening a bank account for proof of your identity, you might be required to give your passport?
Exactly, yes. The passport is one of the gold standard terms of ID that we have in this country. We have public service card, driver's license, things like that to prove our identity. But the passport is one of those things that, as you said, opening a bank account, you could need it to get a mortgage. You could need it if you were getting a new job to prove your identity. You could need it if you were trying to rent out a new home. There's so many things that you could need it for. And from the people I've been speaking to, there's just that sense of frustration where we put these applications in so long ago. It's, as you say, it is an essential service. We want that as quick as possible. And especially in the case where parents have submitted it on behalf of their children. They have their passport. Their passport is right there. It's just sitting in an office. They want it back.
And Aidan Davitt, is there a civil liberties issue involved here? It's like who has the right in the state to deny a citizen the passport to which they're entitled?
Yeah, it's a fair point you make, Matt, and I'm sure if somebody had the time and wherewithal to bring a case, you know, that the minister would be answerable. But one other point that I would make, Matt, like even to renew them at present, I cannot understand or what reason has been used that ones that are in the system, that are existing passports, cannot be renewed. I just feel, you know, it's just not good enough from the department to you know, won't answer a phone even. Like, it's just not good enough at present, Matt.
Driving licences can be renewed online at present, or can they not?
Yeah, the driving licence department, the driving section, yeah, there are complications with it. People can do their tests, people can still do their tests, but the office in relation to your compliance test, or you know, there's complications there getting that.
I'm sorry, more interested, I suppose, Aidan, just in the comparison that if people are renewing their driving licence when they don't have to get a test, if it's possible to do that online, well, why can't the passport office do something similar?
That's going ahead at present. So I don't know why. You know, some of the reasons that have been discussed are security, state security with passports that are slightly different grade than evidently driving licenses. But I feel that's more an excuse than a reason, to be honest, Matt.
Okay, and just to finish with you, Sean Murray from thejournal.ie, do you get a sense that there is a sort of a political will developing to get this sorted out, to require the civil servants working in the passport office to do this work, even if necessary, in an environment where they have to work together rather than working from home?
Yeah, I think there is a kind of groundswell towards this now, just because when Level 5 was brought in at the end of December, I don't think any of us knew how that it would go on for this long. And I think people understand if it was a delay of maybe a month or 6 weeks, I think there is a bit of a degree of understanding. Okay, look, it's a terrible time. We're in Level 5. But it's gone on for months now, and it could go on much longer for Level 5. So if that policy of waiting until we exit Level 5 continues, people will be waiting so long to get their passports then. I do think that maybe politicians on the ground, and as Aidan was saying there, I'm sure constituents are raising this through emails, through calls. So I'm sure once those kind of calls kind of ratchet up, that's the kind of thing we'll get some of the politicians going on this.
Thank you very much, Sean Murray from thejournal.ie and Senator Aidan Davitt of Fianna Fáil.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.